expressions that there's no time to be still and know that he is God. And that's one of the concerns that I have. Popular culture. In Christian perspective, our guest Ted Turnow, the book Popologetics, Your Gift of $20 or More to Save America Ministries, will put this fascinating book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Express our love and affection for the believers in Prague. Will you do that, Ted?
Sure.
God bless you and be a blessing. Friends, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, we'll take a call on whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly as we look and see what's happening to America, why we realize, of course, that you cannot continue spending money you don't have indefinitely. Certainly we have, as we pointed out before, about 56 million Americans getting Social Security. And, of course, there's no money in the Social Security fund. It's all been spent. It's a gigantic Ponzi scheme. And, of course, the Social Security system is going behind every year, having to borrow more money just to pay out the monthly payments to the recipients. But we have another 79 million Americans who will retire over the next 19 years. And where's the money coming for their Social Security benefits? And then, of course, we have about 50 million people on Medicare. And, of course, we have another 79 million people retiring. They're going to be eligible for Medicare. Where's the money coming from? Well, right now we're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. And, of course, part of this is being of America is issuing bonds, and they're being bought by other countries. But most of the bonds, it's somewhere between 61% and 69% of all the bonds we sell, we buy ourselves. And how can you keep buying your own debt to get out of debt? And pretty soon the whole house of cards comes down. They know that, and of course they're waiting for a natural catastrophe of some sort, maybe a war, suddenly a famine, maybe a massive epidemic, some sort of an attack from outer space or inner space or something, so that they can say, oh, shucks, it wasn't our fault. Why, of course, it's somebody else's fault. And all the politicians want to be able to retire. Well, they're, because they don't have Social Security. They have their own pension system. They don't have Medicare. They have their own health care system. They want to be able to retire with their benefits before the whole house of cards comes down. But unfortunately, we've got an awful lot of senior citizens who do not have very much in the way of money set aside, a few thousand dollars, who are totally dependent upon Social Security, one of the greatest Ponzi schemes of all time. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Jay calling from SoCal. Hi, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I was wondering about I'm a Christian, and I guess some of my friends are called clampers. They're the clampers?
No, I really don't know anything about the clampers.
It's called the, eclampsitis.
No, I really can't tell you. Maybe you can tell me something about it. I really don't know anything about it.
It's like a secret society or an organization. It started like in the 49er days, and you go to like a secret ceremony, and you become a clamper, and they like, you know, help out people. Suppose I'm who to help out.
Well, I think that it's wonderful to help out people. It's a Christian thing to do, and I think we're going to have to do more and more of that. But what was the point you wanted to make, Jay?
I just asked about the clampers.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anybody knows about the clappers, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back in just a moment here. But give us a call. We'll talk about what anything you want to. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Todd, who's calling us from Anza, California. Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, Dr. Stan. I talked to you today. You gave me that email.
Right.
I just turned on the radio, and I just barely heard you guys talking.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have something you'd like to talk about this evening?
I met the clampers a couple times. There's a lot of them in Vista.
All right. What basically are the clampers? Could you tell us?
Well, the one guy was telling me that they started with the railroads, and I don't know exactly, but I can find out for you and give you a call back. And anyways, I was wondering, what was that doctor's name, the email you gave me?
You're going to have to remind me. What was the...
About autism?
Oh, that was Dr. Blaylock.
Blaylock?
Right, Russell Blaylock, and B-L-A-Y, and there was a number. So I hope you put the... send him an email, and I think he'll have
My baby's mama took my boy to a checkup, and I told her absolutely no more vaccines.
No more vaccines, right.
And she said okay, but she let him give him the polio vaccination today.
Well, probably that is not as dangerous as the others are, because basically, well, the polio vaccine, although you're never quite sure what may be in with it, was this one where they give it by shot or orally?
I believe by a shot.
Well, then I worry about it. Certainly the oral vaccine, the Sabin vaccine, was certainly physiologically much sounder than other vaccines. You see, ordinarily when we get infected, diseases, why we either inhale or ingest the bacteria, and that's how we get our infections. When, of course, you get a vaccination, what they do is they give you a shot, and of course that simply changes the whole structure of the immune response. Basically, the immune response that we have is three phases. The first phase is the acute phase after an infection. The second is the humoral phase. And the third phase is resolution. Now, during the acute phase, while you mobilize the white blood counts, what we call the polymorphonuclear leukocytes, and the macrophages, and all of these the white cells get in, and they move in and they attack the infecting organism. During the second stage, which is the humoral stage, why, of course, you get antigens and antibodies working together. You mobilize the lymphoid cells, the lymphocytes, and the liver and the spleen, and certainly the other aspects of the immune response. And then in the third response, of course, the whole thing resolves. Well, basically, if you don't have a normal acute response, the first phase, all you have is the second phase why you don't resolve, and you just upset the whole autoimmune system, and you get all sorts of complications. And not only that, but you never know what they put in the vaccines. Most people don't know they have mercury in the vaccines, aluminum in the vaccines, aspartame in the vaccines, MSG in the vaccines, as in the other toxic substances in the vaccines that have no business being there. And basically, suddenly I would object to any more vaccinations. And you just tell your wife that if the children do not get well, she is responsible for it. She should never allow the doctor to actually go ahead and give the child more vaccines when they're already autistic. The damage that they have is, in all probability, directly related to the vaccines. Sydney, one in every 80 to 88 children today is autistic, and we didn't see this before we had the massive vaccine programs. And the people are pushing this know exactly what they're doing. I can let you go, Todd, but Sydney,
all
let
the
me
kids
know.
In the Amish community don't have autism.
That's right.
Not one case.
And
she's claiming it's genetic. I'm all, how can it be genetic when it's one out of every 88, when it used to be one out of 10,000?
There's a wonderful book we carried by Barbara Lowe Fisher, and they actually paid the University of Illinois to compare the children who actually had the took no vaccines, and the children who did, because there are a lot of families that won't allow vaccination, and the University of Illinois had to concede that the children who did not have the vaccines were far healthier. I'm going to let you go, Don.
What's that called? What's that book called?
You can call our 800 number. It's a book by Barbara Lowe Fisher. I can't give you the name. I think it's just called Vaccines, but it's Barbara Lowe Fisher's book, okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless, and let's go to Jerry Collings from Medicine Lake in Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Jerry. How are we doing?
Rotten, but good and rotten, super rotten, rotten to the core.
Okay, fine. Is there anything we can do for you?
Yes. I would like to get a list of all the radio stations you're on.
Well, you can go to our website and just look there.
I don't have a computer. I'm in a hospital.
Well, then you're going to have to go get somebody else to go to a computer and actually pull it down. It's up on our website at RadioLiberty.com.
I'll see if I can do it.
All right, fine. Now, the other thing is, Chris, you're in Medicine Lake, Washington. Are you fairly close to Spokane?
Yes, we're 8 miles out of Spokane.
Okay, fine. We are actually on two stations in Spokane. Are there the American Christian Networks, the ACN
station? That's the only
station?
One I'm aware of.
Right, okay. Anything else?
No, I'll explain to you why I wanted them.
Okay.
I sell DVDs. Very, very low price.
Okay.
But I throw in copies of Radio Liberty, and I've gotten requests in different places in the country wanting to know how they can get a hold of what station they can listen to you on.
Well, basically, most people get us on the Internet. They get it certainly if they have access to a telephone. They can, and with unlimited minutes, they can listen certainly 24 hours a day to the Genesis number that's listed on our website. Certainly the afternoon program, the second one, is available on shortwave. And then there are probably about 50 stations that we are on across America, but they are listed on our website. Okay?
I'll see if I can get somebody that's got a web can get it.
Okay. God bless you. Anything else, Jerry?
No, I'm doing.
Okay, very good. Then we'll let you go, and let's go to David calling from Herkheimer, New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Hi, David. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. My question is, I'm age 70. And I'm wondering, when my parents were taking care of me and actually went to the doctor, and you get the different shots whenever you're supposed to, I wonder what shots I had back up to age 13 or 14.
Well, you probably had the DPT, and that's about all you had, because that's all they gave at that time. That was the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, that's whooping cough. So that was the standard vaccination. The other thing you might have gotten certainly would have been the polio vaccine. That would have been about 1950s, 1960s. And that's predominantly what you would have gotten in that time. And it's only in later years, starting about 1980, when they came up with all these new vaccines, and certainly so many of them contained mercury and aluminum, and all these other things, that as we began giving more vaccines, the measles, mumps, and rubella, why we began seeing all the complications, the increase in autoimmune disease, the increase in juvenile diabetes, the increase in juvenile arthritis, the increase in neurodevelopmental abnormalities, the increase in autism and asthma, and certainly autoimmune disease and allergies, directly related to the increase in vaccines. But because certainly there's a great deal of money involved in this, and they're also very evil and diabolical people who actually want to hurt children. Why, of course, this has been covered up. And the average individual has no idea how harmful it is. Why, we used to be at the very, very top on infant mortality, almost no infant mortality in America, to now we're about 40th or so in infant mortality. This didn't happen by accident. I mean, so many countries, certainly our kids are ever so much healthier, and certainly we rank with some of the lowest countries in the world as far as infant mortality, and more of our children are dying unnecessarily. In Japan, where, of course, they put off all vaccines until after 2 years of age, they don't see sudden infant death syndrome, and we see it here ever-increasing numbers. Anything else, David? Or anything else? Let's see. Go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I've had other shots, and I just, you know, not recently in the last 10 years, but before that, 25 years or something, you go to the doctor and they say, well, you need this, you need that. Could I ask my doctor, and would he tell me what shots I had had?
Yes, certainly. Basically, they used to give people a shot every time they came in the emergency room for tetanus, a tetanus toxoid. And suddenly, they're just getting too many tetanus toxoid shots. Now, you probably also have the smallpox vaccination when you were very young. They don't do that anymore because smallpox has been eradicated. One of the great, certainly, medical advances of all time. And I certainly think that we are to be commended, public health services to be commended, for doing away with the smallpox. We just don't see it anymore because of the very proper public health techniques. But, of course, we see increasing illness, and then we see all the new diseases. Many of these are actually being manufactured. How do we know they're being manufactured? Because some of the people on the inside have talked about how they've manufactured these new diseases. And we, of course, have this interview with Dr. Dunnigan, who heard the former head of medical director of Planned Parenthood talking about how they were going to create new diseases. Because there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to kill them off. That's in our four-tape set, the four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, and they really are. They're creating new diseases. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hang on, David. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's Open Lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But suddenly a gentleman had called in, David had called in from Herkimer from New York, and he's 70 years old, asking about what he probably got in the way of vaccinations. But suddenly we do not know what is in those vaccinations. They can put anything in them that can do irreparable harm. For instance, I am firmly convinced that AIDS was originally spread throughout the world. It was introduced into the original hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles back in about 1976. Why do I believe this? Well, because one of the people who actually worked on the program to create this new deadly virus was dying of cancer, and he went to Dr. Gary Glum and told him the whole background of the story and how it was about population control. And Gary wrote a book called Full Disclosure. And, of course, you can go up on the Internet, try to get a copy today. They're very expensive. And then, of course, the government set out to try to crush Gary Glum because you're not supposed to tell the truth. But if you look and see what happened in San Francisco, of the homosexuals who took that vaccine, the hepatitis B, original hepatitis B vaccine, this is not what we use now, but what they used then, it was an experimental vaccine. 77% of them came down with AIDS and the last count, and that was about 1987, 1988. And, of course, most of them are already dead. And the same thing happened in Africa. And it was in that hepatitis B vaccine that was given in certain parts of Africa. And you'll notice that today, AIDS is not in all of Africa, or not very heavily infected, just in the certain areas, the areas where the vaccine was given. Why, they'd never do anything like that. People would say, why, this would be, well, you couldn't do that sort of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing this sort of thing, the original hepatitis B vaccine, given during the Second World War to our troops, contained a hepatitis B active virus in it, and hundreds of thousands of our troops came down with hepatitis B at that time, and a certain number of them died. They put other things in the vaccine through the years. They use the vaccines in India to introduce contraceptives so that to sterilize women, and they've done this in other parts of the world. And, of course, basically there's a new epidemic out. It's a West Nile virus, and one of the cities in Texas is going to actually start aerial spraying to control the mosquitoes, to try to control the spread of West Nile virus. But you can't get the really safe insecticide, which is DDT. Now, everything you'll read about DDT is how dangerous it is. No, ladies and gentlemen, DDT is the safest insecticide we have ever had. And that's why it was outlawed. It was outlawed because it was saving so many lives and people weren't dying of malaria as they had before. And suddenly you can find up on the Internet the quotation from Alexander King. Alexander King, the co-chairman of the Club of Rome, who writing in his biography many years ago, said, you know, basically he was concerned about DDT, not because it was hurting anybody, but because it was saving so many lives and people weren't dying the way they had. And suddenly in Guyana, why, of course, the children weren't dying. And, of course, there were too many children in the world. His objective to DDT was it was saving lives, so they set a campaign. The Club of Rome started this worldwide campaign to discredit DDT. You can't buy it anyplace today. And now the insecticides and pesticides they use are far more deadly. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. They're poisoning your food. There's aspartame, which is a biological warfare agent, in 5,000 to 6,000 products marketed in America for food. Well, let's go to Charles, who's calling from Auburn Hills in Michigan. Charles from Auburn Hills, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's just certainly 1-888-264-8295. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Charles. How are we doing?
We're doing great, Doc. We got a company here in Michigan called Dow Chemical.
Right. It's just one of the major companies in the country. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we drive into that town where they got that company. It's got the terriblest smell. I don't know what they're making there, but I just can't stand it. I can't go through there. I got to go around there.
Well, I certainly would, because of that smell, that odor can certainly get into your system. In fact, basically, you can certainly get poisoned simply by smelling. You can get poisons all sorts of ways. And it has an offensive smell. It may very well be something that's harmful. I don't know that for sure, but certainly if you're concerned about it, don't take a chance. And don't ask them if it's safe, because they're going to lie to you about it. Anything else?
Yeah, I wouldn't believe anything they said anyways, doctor. Okay. Dr. Stan, if I was
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Hang on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Looks like all the lines are lit up right now. And basically, we have Charles calling us from Auburn Hills, Michigan, and he's saying he doesn't know who he's going to vote for. He acknowledges what I've said, and that is that certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness is running candidates on both the Republican and Democrat ticket, but they've done this for a long period of time. Well, Charles, they're just going to have to keep listening. Maybe there will be an alternative candidate. Probably not. You may just have to certainly sit on the sidelines and vote for the Constitution Party ticket or the Libertarian ticket. But we want you voting for the other issues for the Congress and for the Senate. But we're just going to have to wait and see who's going to be. If we have a choice between Romney and Obama, we don't have any choice at all, okay?
Okay.
God bless. Hello. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Good evening. I didn't get a chance to call in this afternoon when the dentist was on. And my question was, I just took my 14-year-old to the dentist, and they were saying his wisdom teeth are coming in and they want to pull them. And I haven't done that yet, and I was thinking, why do they always pull wisdom teeth?
I can't tell you, Tom. I know I when I was certainly 16 or 17, they pulled my wisdom teeth. I can't tell you. I think it's because if they stay in, they'll tend to push the other teeth around. But I'm really not. That's out of my field of expertise. Maybe there's a dentist out there. Somebody could give us a call and explain it. Go ahead.
Okay, that's my question. Just basically, I didn't know if it was always you. They used to take your tonsils out automatically, and now they're tending not to do that.
Right.
And I thought, is there the same thing with the wisdom teeth? That was just my thought.
All I know is that 60 years ago, 70 years ago, I had my wisdom teeth out somewhere in there. Suddenly, because they supposedly were going to move the other teeth around, I'm not in a position to give you anything more than that. So basically, hopefully we'll know something later down the line. Maybe somebody who's more knowledgeable than I am will call in.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Tan.
Okay. God bless. And let's, of course, go to, is this Eric calling from Michigan?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Okay. Do you have a question for us?
Well, the fellow who called in about his wife putting the child through the inoculation, what I'm doing here in this county, because I've encountered this numerous times with neighborhood people, they're told it's the law. When you check with the state of whatever, as I did here in Michigan, you ultimately discover it's not a law, merely a recommendation. Also, it is a requirement that the healthcare professional give notice to the patient that there are these philosophical exemption waiver forms. And would the parent prefer to fill this out and thereby be absolved of any presumed requirement? This includes going to school. Okay.
Okay, so, Eric, basically, people do not have, in most places, they cannot force you to take the vaccination. People still can get an exemption. And I suggest that people go to my website, radioliberty.com, and there you'll see that basically a form on vaccination and certainly responsibility. It's called Responsibility for Vaccines. And it basically is to be copied and then given to the healthcare provider saying, I understand that the people do not want the vaccination. We understand there have been many complications associated with this vaccine. I've read all of the information on it. I accept full responsibility. If there's any damage to this child today or at a later date from this vaccination, ask them to sign it and get it notarized before they get the vaccine, and no healthcare provider will do that. But I appreciate your calling, and I share your concern about it, Eric. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hey, Bill, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was wondering what you thought about the period in history known as the Salem witch trials, in which a lot of Puritans ended up... They ended up actually accusing some people that were not guilty of this, and they kind of went against the whole due process, and kind of a fervor was whipped up about the witches, and basically this is often used as a way to discredit Christianity, but also there is a lot of truth to the fact that innocent people were accused. So I was wondering...
Well, no, basically, how do you know that innocent people were accused?
I, you know what? I don't necessarily know that.
And basically, this is the problem with this whole issue. We don't know what happened at that time, but we do know that there have, down through the ages, have always been witches and people involved with the occult. And basically, of course, we know that we've been told about how injustice was and how all these innocent people were simply mistreated, and many of them were killed or burned at the stake, which, of course, even with witches, I don't believe that they should be treated that way. But it could very well be that they created these atrocities, perhaps even against innocent people, to cover up the fact that there really are witches and there really are people who are in touch with the supernatural today. And, of course, they have a powerful influence on much of what's going on in the world. So, basically, I think that we really don't know whether these people were guilty or innocent. We know that they've rewritten history, and they're doing everything they can to conceal the powerful occult influences which are working at the highest levels of our society today and is affiliated with sexual depravity and organizations like, of course, the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. And I'm not saying they're into witchcraft, but they have their foundation in the occult, and all occult power and knowledge comes from the same sources. Now, go ahead, Bill.
So you think that perhaps history might have been manufactured to make the Puritans look evil, like they were executing people, and perhaps these executions were manufactured?
Either that, or maybe they said they were carried out, but they were carried out many times by people who were part and parcel of this occult movement to get sympathy for themselves. They do this sort of thing all the time.
Like a false flag kind of thing?
Exactly like a false flag. I had a Jewish fellow one time. His name was Ben Franklin. In fact, when he died, he left his library to me. He was a Jewish patriot. But he talked about certainly his ancestors who had been Jews, who were living, of course, in Spain at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. They pretended that they had actually been converted to Christianity. And during the Inquisition, they were carrying out the torture and the murder of innocent people, many of them innocent. And then, of course, they'd go home after doing these horrible things during the daytime, and then, of course, worship their Jewish faith in the evening. So they were actually doing everything they could to discredit Christianity. This was told to me, I don't know if it's true, but it was told to me by this Jewish man. His name was Ben Franklin, and I still have many of his books today. So basically, this sort of thing happens, and we see this pattern over and over again, where they commit terrible atrocities to discredit the opposition. Okay?
Well, how about the Joan of Arc incident, where the Pope was accusing her about being a witch?
Could very well be. I mean, basically, of course, she was a threat to the power structure, and they wanted to get rid of her. I think that was probably just exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, Edward Lansdale is a part of the CIA in the Philippines. He would hang up a body upside down and drain the blood because the Filipinos were scared of vampires. So maybe, you know, there is more a manufacture of atrocity than we really think, and maybe it's been going on for a lot longer than we really think.
Well, I think it's important to explain to people that Lansdale, Colonel Lansdale, was a very important intelligence operative who operated in the Philippines and certainly in Vietnam, and he did commit all sorts of atrocities to justify the wars, and he manipulated all sorts of things. He probably should have been tried for his crimes. He never was. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, so basically that's all I'm saying is that they want to make studies of the Puritans like they are some kind of a group, and then they have the sociologists looking at the history of them and how they reacted and how how they had a hysteria and this and that, but who is studying the sociologists? I mean, who is making a study of them? They themselves are a group that is a cult themselves, so they can take it and look at the religions back in the day like somehow this was some kind of a thing to be studied. Yeah. That's,
well, basically, all sorts of terrible things have been done down through the ages in the name of Christianity. And, of course, the Catholics, used to torture people, if they disagreed with the edicts of the Pope, and they would torture them and burn them at the stake, things like that. But it's even said that some of these things happened under the Protestants, under Calvin. When the Calvinism was one of the major religions there in Switzerland. So basically, in the name of Christianity, terrible things have been done. And, of course, sometimes, of course, it's been done by the legitimate leaders. Sometimes it's been done to discredit Christianity, and it's been done intentionally with that thought in mind. Unfortunately, Christians are not perfect, but Christians who sit back and do not have the courage to speak out become part and parcel of the problem. And certainly, I believe that certainly, it's not necessarily what we do, it's what we don't do that we'll be judged for. Anything else, Bill?
Well, yeah. There was a horrible thing done by the Puritans to the Indians as well. I put that in a different category from what the army did to the Indians, which was an extermination. I think that the Puritans were basically just afraid, and they were being attacked as well. So, kind of.
Well, I think it's basically what we need is, of course, is men being concerned about other men, no matter what the color of their skin or what their racial background is. We should be concerned about everyone. And perhaps we even have to risk our lives to demonstrate the truth of our Christian faith. And we may die because of what we do as Christians, but we're answerable to God, and we certainly cannot justify doing inhumane or cruel things in the name of Christianity. That is certainly the antithesis of the Christian belief. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but go right ahead, Bill. Any other thoughts you have?
Yeah, I think that there was the Pequot Massacre with the Puritans. Yeah, I'm saying basically, yeah, any religion can do horrible things in the name and use the book or whatever, but I think that people need to learn from that history and go beyond that. What I don't like is where one genocide is used to justify some other point of view, which is what you get with a lot of... for example, I think that what Columbus did was he wiped out the Arawaks in Hispaniola, and he did a lot of other horrible things for why they're not there anymore. But at the same time,
people who came to America after Columbus should treat the Indians very, very badly, and it's not justified. The slaughter of the Aztecs and the indigenous tribes of Mexico and South America can't be justified. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. God bless, Bill. And let's go to Heinrich calling us from New England. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Heinrich. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. You were talking before about, or somebody was about who they're going to vote for and this and that. Well, I just came from the polls yesterday up here. I work as a, occasionally as a poll electoral official. And the turnout was pretty low. It was mostly Democrat, but in this area they have a lot of, this and that stuff. I'm on the border of Stratford and Bridgeport. They have a lot of, Spanish and stuff like that. But that's the thing weird, too. You have the ballots where they were in English and Spanish. Now, I don't understand that. How does, because in order for you to be an American citizen, you have to speak English, right? I mean, I think you have to take a test to speak English. So how do they have putting the stuff in Spanish and English? yet. I don't see German. You don't see Dutch. You don't see Swedish. You don't even see Italian. But they're going to have the Spanish everywhere. And I think that's one of the things that's running people out of parts of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and running people out of Hartford.
Right? Well, I think, Tim, Heinrich, you have to look at this thing from the much larger point of view. There is a conspiracy out there.
Oh, I know.
It wants to destroy the very essence of this country. And whether we agree on every aspect of it, I think we both care a great deal about America. And basically, the whole idea is they want a multicultural, multilingual world society. And actually, there are places in Michigan where, of course, the ballots are in English and Spanish and in
Arabic.
Arabic, yeah.
Yeah, right, really Dearborn, Michigan,
and
right.
You must understand this is a part of a major plan. This is why, of course, they've changed our tax laws so that if you're an American corporation and you stay in America, you pay a 35% tax. If you go overseas and with your production, your jobs, why, of course, you don't pay any American corporate tax. Or maybe you pay a few percent over there in China or wherever you are. And basically, you're not even allowed to bring your money back in here. You bring it into America. Kind of costs you 35% tax if you reinvest it overseas. Why, of course, you can make a great deal of money. This is all part of the plan to destroy the industrial base of this society, impoverish our people. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, of course, you look at this and says, this is madness. And it's not madness, it's diabolical. This is what it's about.
Yeah, but you know, the thing I find interesting, I'll tell you, is two things. One, I saw two twins. One was black, one was Hispanic, and they were young, in their 20s. But, you know, here's the thing, like with this election, which was a primary, it was a school street Democrat and Republican primary, but like the previous election in November of last year, it is mostly people over 50 that
right.
vote. I'm saying that vote. And that's why, you know, I think that's the thing, too. They need to have a lot more people in there, 40, 30, and 20, and late teens out there voting.
I'll tell you what, an awful lot of the young people are pushing for Ron Paul. And
yeah, I know. I was one of them. I know. Yeah.
Well, you're not that young, are you, Heinrich? How old are you?
Well, I sound like I'm like 50, but actually I'm younger than 45.
Okay,
so
fine. Well,
I'm like, okay.
Okay, go right ahead. Hang on here. We just got to go to the break. We'll be right back. Heinrich.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And we've got Michael calling from Dearborn, Michigan, pointing out that they've got a lot of Muslims working there in the factory, and there Muslims are throwing stones at the legitimate Americans. But I was simply pointing out there's an organized effort on the part of our government to bring in Muslims and then turn them against America. They want division here. They want animosity. They want hatred. This is what they're doing, everything they can to promote it. Who do you think finances this whole radical Islamic movement throughout the world? Your tax money. And when you understand that, why, because it all begins to make sense, who is funding the Al-Qaeda fighters there in Syria today that are overthrowing the government? Why, we are. But because nobody's going to talk about that, and they're going to do the same thing here in America. Hey, we're out of time, Michael, but please give us a call next week, and we're glad to explore this in much more detail, okay?
Okay.
God bless. Okay, well, of course, Michael is very concerned about the very obvious manipulation that's going on in Dearborn as the American is turned against the Muslim against the American. That's exactly what they want. They want us to hate. They want to get a war going on in the Middle East between the Muslim world and the Christian world, and that is the worst thing that we could ever do. And if you've never read, there's only that book by the Harvard professor, Samuel Huntington, on the Class of Civilizations. You need to get it. You read the essay or get the... He says the worst thing that we could possibly do was get into a war with the 1.5 billion people in the Muslim world, and yet that's exactly what our leaders are leading us into today. Well, this is the time when I need to remind my listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily... And we do need your help, Sydney. We will be keeping our second hour of our afternoon program on shortwave. We were able to negotiate a decrease in that. We're going to have to drop our evening shortwave program, and Sydney, but that will be 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Western Time. You can hear us still on shortwave. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear us on the Internet. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can get us that way. If you have a Ku-band satellite system, why, of course, you can listen to our programs as well. And we want you, of course, to get informed and then inform others. And go to the library and listen to our programs on the Internet. That's the only way to do it. But, of course, there's so many of the little cell phones and other things. People get our programs on and listen to them religiously every day. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on in the world today? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a new DVD out. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. We have another new talk, maybe within the last year, Population Control, The Covert Agenda. What's the covert agenda? They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, nobody in their right mind, but we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who are part of secret societies, territorial movements who want to destroy Christian civilization. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. This is why, of course, we're bringing so many people from other countries into the United States, why our ballots are in both Spanish and English, and certainly why they're violating our immigration. Basically, they now want people to be able to vote without any identification. And they're saying, why, you realize that there'd be millions of people who couldn't vote if they had to prove they were American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody in America who's here legitimately has identification cards. They want, of course, to destroy our illegal immigrants whose loyalty is not to America but to the socialist dream of a one world order. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope many of you out there give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and then encourage others to listen to our programs. Again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince that he's usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be views of Michael Shaw, who works here in the Santa Cruz area, to actually educate people about Agenda 21, about Without further ado, Michael Shaw. Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's great to be here.
Well, why don't you go ahead and bring us up to date on this effort to undermine the very fabric of our society by using this false danger to the environment and how we have to have laws and take away freedom from people to protect the environment and the squirrels and the burrows and all of these things. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, we've talked many times over many years now about the nature of Agenda 21. And, but for those in the audience that are unaware of Agenda 21, I'm going to assume that most people have a basic idea of what Agenda 21 is. And I'll quickly attempt to describe it here and then talk about it from a more philosophical or broad-based perspective and mean for humanity and for America itself. But to describe Agenda 21, just to kind of boost some up who aren't too familiar with it, we can really divide the action plan into three categories. The first is the abolition of private property. There genuinely is a program that has been launched throughout the world, focused primarily on the United States, for the purpose of abolishing private property. And that process has been unveiling itself now for people in rural areas are under increasing pressure. Many landowners have lost their land to federal regulation and other kinds of governmental taking activities. And the purpose of all of this, of course, is to create what's called the wildlands, constitutes about 50% of the American
wildlands under this globalist program adopted by the federal government in 1992. Under this wildlands proposal, 50% of all the land mass in the United States is off limits for human habitation and off limits for resource extraction. No wonder we don't have anything to fuel our cars.
And basically, of course, what they're doing is they're closing down our lumbering business all throughout the country. And so most of our lumber come from other countries. We're not allowed to lumber here. And basically, of course, they're tearing out the dams. They've tearing out hundreds of dams. Why? Because they want to destroy our sources of electricity. They want to deindustrialize America. People really don't understand. They are actually, and I believe this, that they're actually engineering accidents at our nuclear power plants so they can point out the danger of nuclear energy so we can close down the nuclear power plants. They don't want us to burn need oil or natural gas or coal to generate electricity. They want to do away with 80% emissions by the year 2050. We've already agreed to do that, and with that will come the end of America as an industrialized nation. Go right ahead.
Well, and what comes with that is the beginnings of a massive drop-off in the population. Because if we can't farm, and if we can't, and if we can't build, we die. It's that simple. It takes productivity of the land in order to support our lives.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. And course, we're going to be talking about this plan that they have. It's being implemented today. Most Americans are not going to hear about it because Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell you. Sean Hannity is not going to tell you. There's certainly the ABC, CBS, and NBC are not going to tell you because they're all part and parcel of this plan. But basically, they want to take 50% of the land of the United States and put into wilderness area. There'll be no human habitat there. There'll be no mining. There'll be no oil wells, no nothing. Simply let it go back to wilderness area. And then they want to get people out of their private property. They want to get them out of their cars. They want to get them onto bicycles. They want to begin to deindustrialize America by cutting back dramatically on the availability of electricity. And as they deindustrialize, of course, our society, they will impoverish our society. And this is all being, of course, financed by the federal government with massive amounts of money that they give to the local community if they simply follow this diabolical program. And the fact that you have never heard of most of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But you can go up on the Internet and certainly go to Michael's website or many of the other websites. Look up, certainly, Agenda 21, ICLEI. Look up, of course, this program to tear down dams all across America. Look on these programs to limit the manufacture of electricity by burning fossil fuels, understanding that they are intending to close down the nuclear power plants, and then where we get our electricity? Why, from solar and wind, when the sun is shining, of course, and when the wind is blowing. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, there are two other major aspects of Agenda 21. The second one is global education, or education for global citizenship. Talk to a seventh grader today, or anybody in school, you'll find out quickly that they're not learning the principles of America's founding. You know, they're not finding the honor and the righteousness in the American political economic ideal, which is based upon the idea that we each own our own lives, and the government exists to protect it, not to dominate it. But today, children are learning about global citizenship. Recent graduates of both high school and college have been polled, and it's been found that more than 50%, identify themselves not as Americans, but as global citizens. So the program for education is working from that globalist perspective. And the third element of Agenda 21 is to monitor and control all human action. And that's really what makes the program as scary as it is, because today that technology, of course, exists. And we're beginning to see how that technology is being used to monitor and control what we do, all the way from our driver's licenses with RFID chips on it, so that all the known information about us can be aggregated in one place and read by anybody with access to these files. That's not a condition any of us want, where the government is maintaining dossiers on all of us. And as the economy collapses and the society begins to erupt, and they know who's who and what's what, and the process for rounding up people, and all kinds of scary alternatives begin to evidence themselves in one's thinking. And I think there's little doubt, as we're beginning to see more and more about troops, including foreign troops, working in rural areas across America today, and other kinds of scares that notice all of us that martial law may not be that far away here in America. All of this is designed in order to get the people, where the globalists want us, and ultimately to see a massive reduction. Agenda 21 calls for an 85% reduction in the human population. Now, those who defend that say, well, nobody's going to be killed. It's just that we're going to stop having babies. Of course, that's been the program that's been tried in China for decades now. And there certainly are those globalists who want to force that upon Americans. They say, well, that'll never happen in America. But you can create the conditions, notwithstanding. The conditions can be created by government where babies just aren't born. And there's so many ways that can happen. Even as simple as, what are they spraying in the air?
And I think that's not what are they spraying in the air, because the aluminum they're spraying in the air, the aspartame that they're putting in 6,000 products, all have an impact on fertility. Certainly, the bisphenol that they put in plastics, of course, gives strong estrogens, feminizing the men. Certainly, so many of the various products that they, the mercury that they put into our vaccines actually destroys fertility. The aluminum that's in so many of our products destroys fertility. This is happening all over the world as they are poisoning the reproductive capacity of the American people, and whether it be done through water fluoridation, through aluminum spraying, through mercury in the vaccines, through mercury in our fillings, the fertility rates are dropping not only in America, but all throughout the world, to the point where you go into Italy today, 1.2 children per family, and it's not simply family planning. It's in many of these instances, women cannot conceive because they've been poisoned. And men cannot conceive. If you have a cell phone that you, a man, you carry it on your belt, well, of course, your sperm count goes down to about 50%. They know what they're doing, but you're never going to read this, certainly, in your local newspaper. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, when we can understand the nature of Agenda 21, when we do a little study, easy to get, go to freedomadvocates.org, a little study about where it came from, who's adopted, who's supporting it today, and basically, if you're in politics, you are supporting it today, because if you're in politics and you talk getting out against Agenda 21, you know, you're reviled by Republican Party and Democrat Party leadership. And so that's why there's such a dearth of information in the official media sources, including education, about Agenda 21. But the information is out there, and of course, the good news is today that compared to, say, three or four years ago, the numbers of people aware of Agenda 21 have exponentially grown. There have been several states who have passed resolutions and even ordinances outlawing Agenda 21 policy in those states, Alabama being the lead state doing that. Other states have gotten close to passing legislation, but we'll be back at it this next year. So it's beginning to grab hold with the public. It's beginning to be understood by a broader group of people. And so, you know, what we have as the result of that is a hastening coming from the bad guys. They know they've only got so much time to get their program in place. They've got control of the monetary system. They've got control of the political system. And now they've got to rush to the finish line. And so that really means that people who've been on the sidelines battle need to shake their heads and become involved, because the pressures are going to become greater and the losses are going to be more significant if fewer and not more people become involved in their local community in fighting Agenda 21. Because really the beauty from our perspective of this Agenda 21 program is this. It was Jesse Unruh back in the 1960s, sort of a sour leader of the California Assembly for a very long time. But he used to say that all politics are local. And about that, he's right. And so we can have a globalist establishment, complete with the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the Bank of International Settlements, and the rest of the international organizations that this country and all other countries subscribe to and abide by their rules. You know, that's why our trade policy leaves us with massive unemployment. That's why our trade policy forces both parents to go to work. It's because we've adopted these international norms for our international affairs, whether we're talking military affairs or economic affairs. But the real muscle of any political movement is, as Unruh said, local. So that's where the slogan, think globally, act locally, came from. The globalists knew that they had to get their, you know, their people positioned all around the world who would be thinking globally and acting locally to make that happen. And you and I, Stan, live in a county that was one of the, you know, one of the original, seedbeds for the planting of these ideas before it was planted most anywhere else in the United States. There were five or six cities that were chosen as experimental grounds or plots for the implementation of this globalist, this local globalist policy, which includes such things as open space set aside, you know, you surround the city with empty land that can't be used, bought up by the public, bought up by one of the government's partners. And, you know, that process began here in Santa Cruz, well, back in the 70s and was completed by the 80s. Most places didn't get onto this program until after Agenda 21 was announced in Rio de Janeiro at the UN's Earth Summit in 1992. So what we've got, what we've experienced, is a long-time look at the policies and consequences of Agenda 21 as we now see it spread out in every community in America.
And I think what's really significant, ladies and gentlemen, this is a program that's being carried out. Every effort is being made to conceal the truth from the American people. You're not going to see this taught in colleges. You're not going to see, certainly it discussed in the major media. Fortunately, we do have some books available on it, but they're not put out by the major publishers. The major publishers would crush these, any effort to do this, but we do have a growing number of people who know what's going on. You can find out on the internet all about all of these programs. This is a subversive movement, a subversive, illegal movement headed by people with an intense hatred of America and everything worthwhile and noble who want to transfer all power to government, which they will control. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment with Michael.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dan and Michael is simply pointing out there's no reason for a Department of Education. What is the real purpose for a Department of Education? Why it is simply to use the educational system all across America to indoctrinate our children into this idea of, oh, we've got to have an all-powerful government to protect the environment. It's all about globalization. It's all about, of course, teaching our young people they're not citizens of America. They're citizens of the world. It's all about bringing about the one world government. When you understand this is a subversive movement, very well financed, they are simply the people who control this, the ones who control the media, which you don't hear about it, but step by step, little by little, with people planted in literally every community across America, this subversive movement is changing America from what it was, a nation with limited government so men could be free, into this totally regulated society where every aspect of human endeavor and your private property will be regulated. They want to get you out of your car, ladies and gentlemen. They want to get you into a bicycle. Or they certainly want to take away your property rights so you can't build on your property what you want to. And they always have an excuse for all of this, but it is really this ultimate subversive goal to control everything and a ruling elite to do that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, this is going on not only in America, but all throughout the world in the name, of course, of protecting the environment, protecting the earth from destruction. Whereas these are the people, in many instances, who are polluting the environment, who are destroying the earth, who are destroying the animals, who are poisoning our air, who are poisoning our water, who are poisoning our food, who are poisoning the fish, who are poisoning the trees. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want you to know. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, as I understand, things are that bad and possibly worse. I mean, I think we're talking about a regime that the likes of which were practiced in the 20th century. The problems in Europe leading to World War One, and certainly the response to that being Adolf Hitler in World War Two, were efforts that were financed by the same parties that are financing the globalist movement today. When we talk about financing, we can't shut our eyes to the fact that we're living with a system, a monetary system that is dishonest. It is as dishonest as it could be, and the consequence of that is that the bad guys are able to consolidate and control their power. And they've done it through the monetary system. That's why the media is quiet. The media is owned by multinational corporate interests. And multinational corporate interests at the top are the people, along with some political players, who have arranged this envisioned new world order. And so Americans have to step back. They have to ask themselves, how do we get into this problem? What are we really fighting? And how do we get out of the problem? What are we really fighting for? And I think that at the core, that battle comes down, Dr. Stan, comes down to the simple idea of whether or not man is made in the image and likeness of God, or whether man is something to be subjugated by stronger and more powerful men. And today the world is on the latter course. You know, we've got leaders in this country on both sides of the so-called partisan aisle who are completely committed to Agenda 21. In fact, I don't think you can find a politician in Washington, D.C. who is not. They may not speak about it, but whomever they are, their policies reflect Agenda 21 attitude. Conservative or liberal, it doesn't matter. What's needed in Washington, D.C. are real citizens who assume these offices. You know, I had a friend who was down at the Rio conference here this summer. This is the Rio Plus 20. Agenda 21 was launched 20 years ago in Rio de Janeiro at a conference there. And in June of this year, they had their Rio Plus 20 conference again in Rio de Janeiro. And what she told me was that the people she met from Europe and Asia around the world said that their citizenry knew completely what Agenda 21 was and how the public was getting antsy and mad that America wasn't showing its full commitment to Agenda 21. They were shocked that the average American had never heard of Agenda 21. Well, they're duping the Americans who are being sucked into this world order that this time woke up.
And I think that people must understand the vast majority of the people throughout the world don't want Agenda 21, do not want to give up their freedoms, do not want to be ruled by this ruling oligarchy. But of course, they held the reins of power, and basically they control the media, and basically, once they have everything in place, freedom will become a remembrance of things past.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
The This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're simply talking about the fact that they've offered the Bay Area counties $250 billion simply to go along with this agenda. It sounds so great, but really it will mean the end of freedom as we've known it. The ruling oligarchy, the subversive oligarchy, will control everything, and there's no way you're going to be able to get rid of it because, of course, they will rig the elections. These people are dishonest. They rig elections now. They will certainly either crush people who oppose them or kill them. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about very real things that are happening, and they're happening all across America today. Suddenly, there's a book called The Missing Witnesses. It talks about 100 people who actually had witnessed what happened to President Kennedy when he was killed there in November of 1963. 100 of them simply disappeared. And we see this same pattern over and over and over again, an effort to crush anyone who tries to get the information out. Well, first of all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Dan on the line from Florida. We'll get to Dan in just a moment here. But certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call in, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information, then we'll talk to Dan.
Well, our information is easy enough to find at freedomadvocates.org. We've existed for 12 years, drawing on people not just here from Santa Cruz, but across the country and really around the world. And we've had just a good bird's eye view of documenting the progression of Agenda 21 here, there, and everywhere. And, you can sign up for a periodic report that we send out just to highlight current issues on an irregular basis. If you can spend, if you're a student, you can spend the next semester studying Freedom Advocates, and from having done so, you'll learn a whole lot about how the world is reorienting itself, and what measures are available and are being taken by people to slow this train down and eventually dislodge it from its track.
Okay, that's freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. All sorts of wonderful material there. Go there, and right now let's go to Dan from Florida. Dan, how are you listening to us there in Florida?
On the internet.
Okay, very good. Well, we're glad to have you. What part of Florida do you live in?
Palm Beach County.
Okay, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
One of each, Dr. Stan. I listen to you faithfully just about every day. Have for years. I got to tell you, and it's not meant as anything offensive to you or an affront, but I got to tell you, 99% of everything I hear is what's wrong, and very little about what, if anything, any of us out here flyover country can do about it.
Well, I think that's why we suggest you go to freedomadvocates.org. There's a great deal there, but what was the point you'd like to make?
Bob Chapman was a frequent guest of yours, and I remember him saying that basically he was praying that the financial system would collapse, because short of that, he didn't see any way to beat these people. And I'd like you and your guests to comment on that, because if that's what it's going to take, in my mind, even if it happens, they have enough military here, they have enough police, they have enough of the people that are looking for a paycheck, that are willing to take a gun and shoot whoever gets in their way, that they'll keep this place going for them the way Hitler kept Germany going during World War II. So I don't really see, I don't see any daylight here, Dr. Stan.
Well,
are
you a Christian, Christian, Dan?
Yes, I am, but I'm not talking about the religious aspect of this right now. I'm just getting down to the nitty-gritty of the way things are. The tide is definitely flowing against us.
You're absolutely.
I really don't see any possible way of changing it.
Absolutely.
Without the possible intervention of God. So I'd like you to tell me, short of God intervening, what exactly is there for us to do?
Basically, without God's intervention, there is no hope. Now, you're absolutely right. But I believe that there is a God in heaven, and I believe that God does have a plan. I believe the evil people have a plan. I believe that what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness has a plan, and I believe God has a plan, and we're just going to have to see how it plays out. Michael, how would you respond to Dan, who listens to us regularly and sees very little hope other than the collapse of the system? And he thinks, of course, if the system collapsed, why, they'll have enough of the military simply to crush the people if they object. How would you respond to Dan, who really feels that there's so, all of our information is bad information, and that we live in a hopeless situation, and neither you or I would do what we do if we felt it was totally hopeless? How would you respond to Michael, to Dan?
Well, Dan, I would say that we can't solve a problem until we recognize it. So that's the challenge of the time now. Once we recognize the problem, if you understand Agenda 21 and you live in a rural county with 5,000 people, I guarantee you you've got Agenda 21 forces operating in your county. You've probably got the federal government operating through the Department of Interior. But, you know, you've got elected officials in your community that are playing the globalist order. What's needed is to, on a local basis, identify the Agenda 21 elements operating in your town. Now, that's not a big deal, but it's happened only in some communities across the country so far. And no country has rid itself of Agenda 21 policies, but many are in the process of doing that. Your desperation, I think, results from the fact that perhaps people in your county haven't stood up. Florida, as a state, is definitely standing up. You know, the wildlands down there have advanced as far and as fast as California's wildlands have. And so there are plenty of people in Florida who know exactly what end is up, and we're fighting this tooth and nail. Now, it is not as though their fight is a losing battle. Now, they haven't won the war, but they are winning battles. And the bad guys, when they're pushed to the wall, crumble. There are tremendous opportunities for us to create what we've let lapse, to recreate what we've let lapse. And for you to think that the news is all bad news and that there's no prospect for reversal is simply mistaken, because, you know, good people can understand political economics and good people can do something about it. And you start with your school board. And you get some good people on the school board. And you get some good people on the fire board. You get some good people at the city council and the board of supervisors. And sooner or later, and I'm hoping it's sooner, there's going to be counties in this country that say no more federal intervention. The Department of Interior must get out of our county. The Department of Education must get out of our classroom. And the federal government must simply move back. And if the consequence of that is the federal government says then you get no money, then I say the people of that county stop paying their taxes. We can call the federal government down, county by county, individual by individual. And once we begin to really set that example, and it's beginning to nurture around the country, once the example of standing up to the federal government takes hold, I'm not proposing that we break the union. I'm proposing that the union be reunified after we've taken the action needed to get the federal government back inside the box that our founders put them in. There's no reason to think that this battle is a lost battle. There is every reason to think that we're up against a big force, and it's going to take major commitment if we're going to preserve freedom for posterity.
And I think that Michael's absolutely right. Basically, of course, we've seen simply what's happened when people all across California have said, we don't want your smart meters. And the other side's had to back down. Now they're going to keep coming back again, but as they keep coming back, more and more people are getting involved and aware. And from an understanding of smart meters, they begin to see how the rest of the tentacles of this diabolical octopus are working. We're seeing this with vaccines, as more and more families, probably 10 to 20% of families across America, are refusing to take vaccines now, realizing they've been lied to by this. We find more and more people, certainly, using certainly different health approaches. And certainly it used to be everybody went to the doctor. Now an awful lot of people are into certainly reading and studying about health and health issues. They don't all understand everything, Dan, but more and more people know what's going on. Yes, I hope this financial system one of these days comes down. It's going to be difficult for us, but we have to be involved and we have to be out there in the front lines. Are you doing anything locally? Are you on any sort of a government board? Are you down at the city council talking? Are you at the board of supervisors talking and trying to educate people about what's going on?
Actually, I wouldn't know where to begin. That's why.
Well, then where you begin is running for school board, running for water board, running for fire board. That's the place where you run and get your name known so that you can eventually run for the city council. There are lots of things that you can do. And certainly don't be discouraged, because remember, this is God's battle, but I believe he expects us to be involved. Anything you'd like to say,
Michael,
before we let
question?
You go? Sure, go
yeah.
ahead.
Michael, just wanted to know, I had called Dr. Stan several months ago after reading something online regarding the state of Alabama, where apparently there was some legislation that was put before the governor that he was too embarrassed not to sign, that apparently makes Alabama the first state in the union to have legislation that basically proclaims Agenda 21 policies to be illegal, and that the state of Alabama will not honor or enforce any of the laws or regulations associated with it. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, you've described it well, exactly what has happened. Arizona came within a vote or so in their legislature of passing a similar bill. The state of New Hampshire passed by 70% in their enormous House bill outlawing ICLEI and Agenda 21 policies. It did not get to the state Senate there. There are a number of states that just last year did bring legislation to ban these practices. But, you know, you get to states like New York and California, that's a different story. I can tell you that in California, every legislator, maybe one or two exceptions, are Agenda 21 supporters and proud of it. So the battle is different in different states. It doesn't mean that Alabama has won. It just means that Alabama has taken some good coverage in the defense against the globalist assault, and other states need to follow, and I think other states will. Florida, you know, your governor understands Agenda 21. He's got a number of aides who have been very involved in learning and getting an understanding of what sustainable development is, and I have some great hopes for Florida. I was there about a year and a half ago in Orlando, and there was an eager and receptive audience there. So Florida's been hit very hard, but the awakening there has begun, and I would suggest you trace some of those sources down and get on the wagon with them.
Okay, Dan, I hope that
answers.
God bless, and let's go to Eric.
Eric calling us here.
Eric, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Well, I do, Dr. Stan. I wanted first to encourage Dan. I feel his fervor and frustration, but I've resolved that the Holy Spirit is greater than the evil one operating through ICLEI, etc. And in this county, I even have to go now and recruit people to call the county commissioners, because the meetings are 9 o'clock Wednesday mornings. They have to be in the evenings in order for most people to attend the county council meetings.
Because they don't want the council people. They don't want the people coming in. They want to hold them when people can't get up and talk, because the last thing they want is for people to be organized in opposition. Go ahead,
correct.
Eric.
That's right, I understand. So that's my first conquest right there. Secondly, Michael Shaw very eloquently described previously that on his website, the way to uproot ICLEI is to attack them on the basis of these treasonous foreign international contracts that they have consummated with the county representative. And so that's going to be my next objective. And, Michael, isn't that still, nevertheless, a breach of the public trust? Because they are using our tax revenues to, I'm sure, contract with ICLEI. Isn't that right?
Well, sure. But you know, when you've got a U.S. Constitution that has a provision that prohibits states and their subdivisions from engaging in political engagement with foreign entities, it's very clear. It's never been used in American history. That's because we've never had local governments engaging in political contracts with foreign operatives. But all we need is Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution to criminalize the actions of local officials who are engaged with this ICLEI organization. Now, ICLEI, for those who don't know, is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It has contracts with 600 cities across the United States. In the last year or so, you know, that number has dropped by approximately 100 cities because awareness has begun to grow. People have caused, you know, withdrawals from these ICLEI organizations. But the battle still rages. ICLEI still controls the U.S., I will say. They control the U.S. through this system of this fourth layer of government called regionalism.
And I think it's important that people understand this is a subversive organization. It's an international organization. Our individual counties and government boards have contracts with this international organization, which is in violation of our Constitution, and the purpose of the ICLEI is to destroy certainly this idea of ownership of property and our individual rights as American citizens. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I delivered what's called a misprisoning of treason. That's a California statute that dates from 1850 that allows citizens to notice their public officials of treasonous activities ongoing under their watch. Now, misprisoning itself is a misdemeanor, but it has no statute of limitations. So when you go to a county board that has entered into a contract with ICLEI, and you deliver to them a misprisoning of treason, this charge hangs around their neck for the rest of their lives, unless they do something while on the board to disengage, in this case, Alameda County, California, from its involvement with ICLEI. And this is a great tool that's, I think, on the verge of exploding on the American scene.
And what did the Alameda County do after you had actually charged them with that?
Well, I have a beef with Alameda County, and they just ratcheted that beef up and attacked me on some very irrational basis. And so we're back in law in court again. But so far, I've been successful at whipping the backside of Alameda County as they continue to try to steal my private property.
Well, that will be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed the program with Michael Shaw. We're dealing with a massive, subversive program. Michael Shaw is certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen on this issue, and his website, freedomadvocates.org, is an excellent one. This is a spiritual battle, certainly, but we are called to be involved in this and to do our best and to try to get people educated. And people are getting educated across America. I've been at this for 50 years. And basically, I'm more encouraged now than I've ever been before. So, certainly, get the material. Certainly, we have an excellent DVD by Michael Shaw called Agenda 21. We have, certainly, my talk on sustainable development and the syllabus that goes with that, that will tell you all about the Georgia Guidestones and about all these various subversive programs. That's the Sustainable Development Syllabus. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development, which is another word for Agenda 21. And certainly we have a book on Agenda 21. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And ask certainly for the information. You can get Michael Shaw's DVD on Agenda 21. My DVD on sustainable development, The Road to World Government, my syllabus that goes along with that. We have a book on Agenda 21. We have a couple of 4-tape sets on sustainable development and on Agenda 21. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we're going to be having an all-day conference on the 21st of October right here in the Monterey Bay area. We've got all the material together, and certainly you can call our 800 number. And, of course, if they do not have information, they'll pass you over to us, and we'll get the information off to you. Price is the same as it's always been. We'll be having lunch. We'll start early in the morning, and the doors will open at 7:15. The program will be over at 6 o'clock. We have some great speakers lined up, and we had almost 180 people last time, and I hope we'll have the similar number this time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, to put things together, so do you want to get my book on Brotherhood of Darkness? You want to get my recent DVD on Population Control, the Covert Agenda, because population control is an integral part of sustainable development and Agenda 21. They really want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and you say, that's madness. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with madness and the fact that most people have no idea what Agenda 21 is, have no idea what sustainable development is, have no idea that they have a plan to destroy the industrial base of America by cutting off our access to electricity. And that's why they've already torn down several hundred dams in America so that we won't have hydroelectric power. This is why they're certainly coming up with a program to prevent the building of any more nuclear plants and to close down that we have now. This is why they've come up with a program on so-called global warming to cut back on the burning of natural gas and certainly of coal to generate electricity, because they don't want us to have electricity. That's what smart meters are all about. You need, of course, to get the four CD set we have on smart meters. You need, of course, to get the book we have on smart meters written by Orlean Coulomb. You must understand everything going on. Of course, we have a book on Agenda 21 written by Orlean Coulomb. And simply ask for Orlean Coulomb's book on Agenda 21. I think it's by Stealth and Deceptions, the title of her book. But anyway, her book on Agenda 21. Excellent material. You need to understand what this is about. And then, of course, you need to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. And, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty or to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices and guide her through the night with a light from...
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Wanting to tell someone else what's going on. Wanting to be able to teach people. We're not crazy. Turns out, pretty much most of the things we've ever said have turned out to be true. While you watch television and you see most of the things they have said have turned out to be agenda. Part of the plan to get you to